When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Okay, we gotta keep this high and tight, because I gotta pick up my boy. Well, actually, Sarah's picking up the boy, even though I'm technically on duty.
What kind of duty?
Child care. Ever heard of it?
Oh, okay. No. No, I send my boy off for that. I have people take care of that for me.
Yeah, I pay people to do that, but apparently it doesn't happen as much as I'd like. Anyway, here we are. It's fairly complicated.
I give you a refund?
I wish.
They should.
It's slightly complicated, we should say, because it's October, isn't it? It really is October. October's here.
Beep, beep.
What's that sound? It's the sonar ping.
Yeah.
But it's not our sonar ping, because of course our caterpillar drives are
fully functional.
Active.
Yeah, you won't hear it. You can't hear shit.
Whisper quiet.
Fully
as
silent.
We continue our October hunt.
Yeah, for the hunks.
For the hunks.
Of Red October.
Of the hunt for
of
Red
the
October.
The hunt for Red October, yeah.
It's so easy to miss one.
Yeah. it's a content block. It's in full swing. It's a masterpiece. It's working. We're doing it. To catch you up, the way this works is we're looking for hunks.
I'll tell you how it works. We step out of our, like, black SUV.
Yeah.
We've got our, like, leather. I'm wearing a leather bodysuit. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I have a bit of a cold. I step out in my leather bodysuit. You're in like a tux.
Could I have Ray-Bans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. President
We've
calls.
Got our sniper rifles.
Yeah.
And off in the distance is not one, and this is why we had to bring two of us.
Yeah.
But two Jack Ryans.
Two Jack Ryans. Yeah, that's good.
So we had to, we're like, we got him, boss.
We got him, boss.
We're going to take care of both of them right here at once.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's very rare to find these two men in the same place at the same time. Yeah. But so that's
swept in, I think.
That's how it starts, but now it's flashback. Flashback. Smash cut. Flashback. President calls.
Okay.
That's
sort of like so that's then like, that's like smash to credits,
yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And then like a kind of like techno-y song plays and does like the credits.
Yeah.
And you see like data being transferred.
Yeah, and all
on,
the...
on like computer screens.
The credits
bank accounts
are in
being
this, like,
drained.
Digital font. And flashback. This is the movie starts. President calls. And he says, the...
Boys, the
Russians
have
lost
a sub.
America
needs you.
Okay.
They... What do you mean lost? What do you mean lost a sub?
How does that have to do with us?
Mr. President. They lost a sub, and it's...
Boys, I'll level with you. It's
very...
We're not sub... Sir? No disrespect? We're not sub hunters. We're hunk hunters.
Well, Dan, the sub is full.
Slam the phone down.
As I was saying,
the sub is full of hunks.
Oh, okay.
It's...
We've got a missing sub full of hunks.
We got a missing sub full of hunks, and so we need some hunk hunters. And so it's our fall content block. We're going to only watch films with hunks from the hunk for Red October. How is this not getting through?
And we went right for the heart, the kill shot with this, like, I guess, second one.
Yeah. So last week we watched
Sam Neill was like,
in,
you know,
Wimbledon. Yeah.
That was a warning shot to the hunks.
Yeah. They're on notice.
Take out one of the ones up in the wings.
Yeah.
But now we're coming right for the heart.
Yeah. It's Alec Baldwin and then another Jack Ryan. I think we agree that Jack Ryans in general are fair game. Any Jack Ryan is on the menu. Jack Ryan's on the menu, boys.
Yeah, that's good. That's us. We're those orcs.
And so this week we're watching, so we can watch any romance with a hunk from The Hunt for Red October. Because we are on the October hunt for the hunks of Red October. And
Hunt for Red October. God, you're so bad at it. You always miss
the hunt for
Red October. Yeah.
It's October hunt for the hunks of the hunt for Red October.
There you go.
Right? Okay. Yeah. And this week we've got Alec Baldwin in our sights and Meryl Streep. She's not a hunk for Red October. She's just collateral damage here.
Yeah. There's a lot of collateral damage. Should we do dramatis personae?
Yeah, it's called It's Complicated. This is dramatis personae. It's when we say the boys and the girls in the movie.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's not complicated who's in it. It's all of, well, we should say who made the movie. Nancy Myers.
Nancy Myers, who did What Women Want.
And she, famously known most from What Women Want, the Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that's film. What Women Want. Like, has anybody ever answered that question worse?
That was the time when that was true, I think.
Yeah, I guess
he started
so.
Calling everyone like or whatever. She pulled out all her. She just got the Rolodex out.
Yeah, she was like everybody.
Like, let's get Meryl.
We're gonna get one of the hunks from Hunt for Red October.
No, and one of the like ancillary hunks too.
Yeah,
just as like a trailhead, you know.
Yeah,
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin,
comedy genius. He's in it.
Comedy genius, Steve Martin.
A bunch of other people.
Let's say who's in it. Girl from Thing is in it.
Girl from Thing is in it.
She's one of the sisters.
Do you mean the 1985 like Arctic horror film?
Oh, by John Carpenter?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. She's too young for that. But she's definitely in the Girl from the Something. I was like, oh, that girl's from
one
something.
Of the sisters is in Something.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Sorry, right. I said that inartfully.
I'm seeing
one of the sisters is in Something. We got
two sisters. There's one called Zoe Kazan. Kazan.
Okay. Yeah.
Zoe Kazan. She's in a lot of Halloween movies. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm wrong. Disney's trying to sell me on a Halloween content block.
Sounds like they gotcha.
Oh, she's in a lot of romance movies. She's in The Big Sick.
Yeah.
So maybe she could be an honorary Jack Ryan. We could follow this lead a little bit.
Oh, that's the one. That's who I mean. That one. That's who. Girl from Big Sick is in it. That's what I said. Pretend I said that from the beginning. This more professionally.
This
professional
is okay.
Podcasting.
This is detective work. This is what we do. We're
the girl
hunters.
From The Big Sick. The white-headed man
You want to invite them into the hunk hunting process. You know, we're not gatekeepers. So that's how the sausage gets made. Sometimes someone has to say something completely
fucking
stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get there.
Hunk Hunters is good. It's like Mind Hunters.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. And this has been Dramatis Personae, the probably worst possible way to find out who's in a movie.
John Krasinski.
It's what a...
He's the other... Jack Ryan.
I thought he was funny in it. It reminded me of a happier time.
Jim.
He was being Jim from The Office. Very charmingly. Yeah.
He's so good at it.
Yeah. Do you want to say what? What? Mr. Fucking Butt is here again. He's like hanging around my house.
You know what? I got to say, I last week really expected when we watched Wimbledon, when we were hunting Sam Neill.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really solid looks at Android's butt.
Vision's
butt.
Yeah,
but Mr. Butt was nowhere to be found. Oh, it's because he's he's an android. Doesn't count.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't. Mr. Butt. My relationship with Mr. Butt.
We're buddies with him.
I think.
I thought
you
were buddies with him. Like how Peter Parker's buddies with Spider-Man is always like taking his picture.
Yeah, that is true. Like I make a small amount of money just taking photos of Mr. Butt. And selling them to my local newspaper.
Yeah.
And that's how I know him.
Above water.
But often he'll just like, the reason I'm able to do that is often he'll just show up at my, fine.
He wants to talk.
Hey, Tanner.
Mr. Butt. Oh my God, it's so good to see you. Hey, I wanted to say.
Yeah.
We watched Wimbledon last week.
Oh, classic.
I can't remember his name now. He plays Vision in all the MCU stuff.
Oh, I don't do androids.
That's what I was telling Jack. He was like, yeah. I don't know.
No, I'm very humanist. So for folks who don't know, I'm assuming this is your podcast, right?
One of them, yeah.
That's happening? Yeah, well, I guess if people are listening, I'm Mr. Butt. I say when the butt is in the movie. Do you want to hear my trick?
Yeah,
say, name a movie. Name any movie.
It's complicated.
1 hour, 40 minutes, and 4 seconds. Okay, I actually have to go. I'm getting my picture taken for the paper.
Whose butt is it?
See you later.
Wait, Jack, can you, text him? Whose butt was it? He said, 1 hour and 41?
Yeah, something like that. I'll text him. Okay, I've texted him.
Okay.
I'll let you know if he gets back to me. He's getting his picture taken for the paper, the local paper.
Oh, so you must be busy too, then.
Yeah. We should say the film.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Is the name of the film. It's complicated. Not complicated.
It's complicated. Fuck you. You texted me today. It's spoiler. I had to watch the last 10 minutes of the film, and you spoiled it because you're like, it's actually not that complicated.
Yeah.
But it is kind of complicated.
Not really.
It's a little bit complicated. It's not not complicated.
She ends up with her love interest at the end of the film in her beautiful new kitchen.
Okay.
Nancy Meyers' staple.
If this film had been called A Simple Plan.
Ooh, tell me more.
Would you have been like, that makes sense? Yeah, it's a simple plan. No, it's fucking complicated.
I think if you're, I understand, you're a hunk hunter.
Yeah,
I'm
a hunk
hunter. You need to get into the mind of the hunk.
Yeah.
And from Alec Baldwin's POV, it does seem complicated.
It's quite complicated.
But from Meryl Streep's POV, the protagonist and main character of the film, it's not very complicated.
Yeah.
She meets a man. She has an affair with her ex-husband. The man she meets ultimately wins out in the end, but everyone sort of ends up happy, and she gets a new kitchen.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll say the movie. It's Meryl Streep is in it, and she is divorced from Alec Baldwin. But she's
confident older woman, you know. Yeah. She doesn't need any man.
She doesn't need him. One of their children is graduating, so they're kind of thrown back together. The divorce happened because he had an affair with a much younger woman to whom he is now married.
Yeah, she's awful. It's Lake Bell.
And then they get drunk and hook up. And now it's that's complicated. Cuz she's like her ex-husband is having an affair with her. That's complicated. Yeah.
She has a girl group, a gal group.
Oh, I loved it.
And one of them is sort of the voice of reason.
Yeah.
It's not the one who's married to Tom Hanks.
Okay, sure.
One
Rita
of the
Wilson.
Other ones.
Yeah. One of them is like, she's dishing to the gal group, but she's like,
I'm having an affair with a married man.
What? When did this happen?
Well, it started in New York.
New York last week?
Mm-hmm. You had drunken sex with a married man in New York when you went back for Luke's graduation?
Yeah, turns out. You're not saying.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I am having an affair with Agnes Adler's husband.
And then one of them's like,
that is genius.
One of them's like,
well, it's also sort of wrong.
Yeah. Doesn't he have like a 5-year-old son?
That's quite bad. Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone just ignores her and keeps dishing.
Yeah.
And I agree with that lady. And I'm glad the movie resolved happily and in such a tidy and uncomplicated way. She falls in love with Steve Martin, her architect.
Yeah.
Who makes her beautiful kitchen. Do you think, sorry, can you hear me? Do you think kitchen is maybe a metaphor for the womb in Nancy Meyer movies? Life-giving, generative.
Yeah.
It's always like something she's like, it's sort of a focal point in her movies.
What's another movie?
Let's see.
Wait, you don't have queued up another movie where that is true?
Vogue.com, bury me in a Nancy Meyers kitchen.
Oh, yeah. She does have Julia and Julia. Is that Nancy Meyers?
No, Holiday. That's Meryl Streep.
The Holiday, yeah.
Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah.
It's complicated. These are all movies that predominantly Nancy Meyers, that movies that predominantly feature a kitchen.
So he's building a kitchen.
The Parent Trap.
And that's what she wants. The kitchen is like aspirational. I think it's a metaphor for like what she deserves but doesn't know how to get for herself.
Wow. And you think that's a baby? Pretty normative of you, Jack.
I have a few thought starters.
Yeah, please.
Not a lot.
I love your thought starters.
Okay. Well, I only have a couple.
Puns?
This time. No,
we're renaming
the
movie
that.
Or something?
Just a few thought starters to get us kind of gabbing about the film. What about this as a way of looking at the film? It's a fantasy about a contractor doing such a good job that it's sexually satisfying. Could never happen in real life.
I think that's not bad, and it would be great if we were on like the October hunt for like the stars of that Hulu show about podcasts.
Smartless?
No.
Okay.
It's only murderers in the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see. You're right. So you think good point, but off message.
Yeah.
Because it's a hunt for Alec Baldwin.
There's two eligible hunks in this movie. Yeah. Do you have any thought starters from their sort of like POV?
No, but I do have two more thoughts.
What does John Krasinski do?
Yeah. He's just the husband of...
He's married to the older sister, but he's sort of like one of the gals.
Yeah, he's good in it.
Yeah, he's great. I guess he's like a wet works, like spec ops soldier. Yeah. We know what he does.
We know exactly what he does. Yeah, he's an analyst. He's a CIA analyst.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, but he does get his hands dirty. Tell me this. If you watch this movie backwards, it's about a woman who downgrades her kitchen.
Okay. Why would I watch that?
I don't know, if you had like the reel on wrong, you know, on your film projector.
Don't you think the backward language would
You'd be like it's
like
not complicated. It's just about a woman who like significantly downgrades her kitchen.
Breaks up with that guy from the Hulu show about podcasts.
And then finally, tell me this. Tell me if this makes sense as a thought starter. Just to kind of, I don't know, just get the conversation flowing. It's not like, I don't need you to take this as given or take this as law. I just want it to like get the juices flowing in your brain so that we can like have an interesting conversation. So tell me what
1987, Baby Boom. 1991, Father of the Bride. 2003, Something's Gotta Give. 2006, The Holiday. 2009, It's Complicated. 2015, The Intern.
And what was it about that kind of lead up to my thought starter?
Those are all the movies that Nancy Meyer has made that predominantly
I had finished it.
A kitchen. Take place in a kitchen. So.
Okay. Tell me this.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Thank you, Town and Country.
Like Meryl Streep tease at the 1 hour and 1 minute mark.
Huh.
What do you think about that? This is a thought starter.
Yeah, no.
I say it again? Would it be helpful if I said it again?
I'm taking it in.
Meryl, more like Meryl Streep tease. At the 1 hour and 1 minute mark, yeah.
Let me soak in that one. You get the next one queued up. You can go ahead.
No, that's it. That's the end of my thought starters. And that one is, I was hoping that would be like, because we've got like 40 more minutes.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
You're done there. That's the end
because
of your
notes. She does like a little striptease at the 1 hour and 1 minute mark.
Yeah, it's a very sexual movie.
Yeah, it's very, there's a lot of doing it.
Yeah, she does it with Alec Baldwin a whole lot.
Yeah, kitchen is a womb in this one.
Did they do it in the kitchen?
There's a. I had to close my eyes because Steve Martin and Meryl Streep do French kissing with tongues in the kitchen at one point after they eat chocolate cake.
Hachi disgusting. Machi. Yikes.
Yeah, too much. It was too much. You know what it is? I think it's that like Steve Martin is daddy in a way fun to watch.
You know, I actually learned a lot. Well, I don't know. I guess if you're into that,
mm-hmm.
Cake kissing,
uh-huh.
The work in, I think, to that scene, the sort of the approach, I think, as it's called in the community.
Oh, I see.
Is at the 48 minute and 40 second mark.
Yeah.
This is what gets you the hot cake kiss.
What is it?
He says to her,
"This is for you.
An appointment book.
I sort of assumed you didn't have one.
Because I never remember our..."
Yeah. Oh. "I took the liberty of marking our next two appointments with post-it notes, and I wrote it in red, mm-hmm. and highlighted them in neon yellow."
And that's sort of like the cascade effect that then like leads to this like seduction, you know.
Did he found that on like R Pua on Reddit?
I don't know where. I mean, not any fucking Pua subreddit I've read, you know, because that's new to me.
Well, it could be like a subtle. Maybe it was supposed to be a nag,
but it works.
It works. He gets absolutely it. Works.
He closes. Yeah.
Yeah, he closes. Yeah, very good.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm not. Wow, that cake is good.
Yeah, Steve Martin's pretty nice in this film.
Yeah, I think that's part. I think that's a Pua technique.
A lot of the. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of the Rotten Tomatoes reviewers of this film were very surprisingly disappointed in how it ends. I think. I mean, like, I also
she, they wanted. So we should say she ends up with Steve Martin, not her ex-husband. Yeah.
And when I started watching the film, I assumed that it was going to be a comedy of remarriage.
Sure.
But pretty quickly,
it's complicated.
Realized that Alec Baldwin is a fucking asshole in this movie and Steve Martin's super nice. It's not like you would have to be a psychopath to want her to get back together with Alec Baldwin as the ending of the film.
Yeah, I think Nancy Myers does a pretty good job of selling us on that, because at one point he's just like standing over his son and he's like, I guess I shouldn't like destroy my family to get back together with my ex-wife. And he doesn't. That's why it's not complicated, and that's why it is a romance, by
the way. Well, it is complicated.
Check that one off the fucking list, Jamie.
Because she made a choice, Nancy Myers made a choice to have Steve Martin be some kind of a plant person in the film. Which is,
casting my mind back a little bit. I'm trying to remember.
It's at the 30. Oh, wait, no. It's Alec Baldwin. To have Alec Baldwin be
he's a plant
something,
man.
Be a plant
like
person.
Swamp Thing? Like he's connected to the green?
I guess so. It's at the 33-minute mark. He's like trying to like get Meryl Streep to get together with him. And he says, you know what they say.
People who live in nursing homes and have plants live longer than the people without plants.
Oh. Was he talking about her pubic hair at the time? Because he does talk about that a lot, too.
I think what he's trying to say is, you should get back. We're getting older. You should get together with me.
I think what he's saying is you should get together with a plant.
And you'll live longer. Exactly. Me, a plant.
Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, I am, and I am connected to the green.
Yeah, and I'm connected to the green, and
like
it's kind
swamp
of a swamp thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're kind of in a big war with the red, like an animal man. But it's
I've read
of like it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a weird choice. It's just like fairly complicated.
That is complicated, sure. Yeah. But what's not complicated is older woman meets a divorcee.
Yeah.
He builds her kitchen.
Yeah.
They fall in love.
Yeah.
She's sort of in a bit of like a flirtation and hookup with her ex-husband. But
that's complicated.
It's just fun, you know? And as it gets more serious with her architect boyfriend,
she breaks it off.
She's obviously going to break that off. Not very complicated.
That's complicated. Do you want to do...
And everyone, honestly, everyone handles it really well.
Everybody handles it really well, except
the kids. All lose their minds. Yeah.
Yeah, they all lose their minds.
These are adult children, too, by the way. Except for Pedro. Actually, that's my bird of the week. Should I just knock it out?
Sure, knock it out.
Bird of the week! Bird of the week. 50-minute, 30-second mark. They are doing one of their flirtations, Meryl and Jack. And
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I should just clarify, not you.
Jack Ryan, played by Alec Baldwin, not Jack Ryan, played by...
Sorry, yes.
I wanted to say Ted Kaczynski, but I think that's the Unabomber.
I don't know, I can never keep track. He's talking about like staying out late, I think, with her.
I love how quiet it is in your house. Mm-hmm. I have no quiet in my life.
And at the 50-minute, 30-second mark, she says...
Well, you live with a 5-year-old.
And he says...
Yes. And let's not forget Pedro.
Pedro is the...
his actual 5-year-old.
Actual 5-year-old.
And he was joking about that he's married to
how
a woman
young
who's...
the woman is. Agnes.
Yeah. Sort of a self-burn.
Yeah, kind of a self-burn. Yeah, that's good. Just trying to see what... I had a... The self-burn, I have a self-burn too. That is not the burn that I capture, but since we're doing self-burns, I just want to meet you where you live, which it's just Steve Martin delivers the line well when he's like, he's found out that she's having this affair, and so it's more complicated than he thinks to just woo this, you know, divorcee whose kitchen he's remodeling.
Yeah.
And he's looks at her and he says,
Jane, I actually think I understand what happened. But you know, I'm not as macho as I appear.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty good.
Funny.
I have one more self-burn while we're down here.
Yeah,
wallowing.
Please. Yeah, burn yourself.
Self-burn. It's at the 1 hour, 2 minute, and 30 second mark. Maybe you've captured this for something else.
Yeah.
But it's a beautifully delivered line by Meryl Streep. She's having an affair with Jack.
Mm-hmm. Ryan.
Sorry. Alec Baldwin's Jack Ryan.
Yes.
And they're in like a hotel. Somehow it's set up that his wife is excited about how high his semen count is.
Yeah.
Okay. Blood pressure's good.
How is his heart?
Do you have a heart condition, Mr. Adler?
No, and I just had a checkup.
You did? That's good.
And when you got dizzy, did you feel your heart was beating funny?
Yes, but I was admiring my beautiful...
It's nice to hear after all these years. That's great. Did you forget to take any medications today?
Took them all.
What all did you take?
Lipitor, baby aspirin, Flomax.
Flomax?
Yes. Otherwise, I pee 40 times a day.
How long have you been taking the Flomax?
Not long. I only take it sporadically. I have to sneak it, actually. It reduces semen, which is not good for my wife right now. Sorry.
And the hotel guy sort of like looks at Meryl Streep.
Really?
Yes, I prefer a lot of semen. I always have.
Wow.
Okay, so good. Thanks so much.
Yeah, because the hotel guy thinks that they're married.
Not really a self-burn, I guess, though. Just like...
She took one for the team in a way that is a pretty funny scene, honestly.
Yeah,
the hotel
really
guy's
good.
Like, man.
Yeah.
Do you want to do our brand new hit segment, super hit segment? I promised that I'd only reserve this for movies where it works, so we won't be able to do it all the time, but this is definitely one that fits for it.
Yeah, please.
This is a hit segment. It's called Yesterdazing.
Yesterdazing. All the movies seem to have gone away. We remember, so it's our payday. Oh, this segment is yesterdazing.
So the way it works, it's in the film Yesterday.
We haven't seen it.
Which we haven't seen, but it's about what if one man woke up and everyone else had forgotten that the Beatles existed, but he knows. And
right.
Then he like, I he think he probably Beatles. Does their songs and they're all like, everyone's like, damn.
Wow, these are good songs.
Those are good. But so we can, it's a technique called yesterdazing. You can use it sparingly to imagine like, what if, we'll do it as a, I guess as a role play usually.
Okay. Yeah. Who am I, the guy who gets his head bonked?
No, I want you to be, just be, I think we've both been yesterday.
I'm going to be the guy whose head gets bonked.
So am I, though, for this to work.
Coconut sound.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, Tanner, did Bonk. You fall off your bike again? Wait, Tanner, hey, remember how we just fell off our tandem bike together?
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you bonk your head?
We shouldn't have biked onto the beach. I know we were excited to hit the waves, but I bonked my head on a coconut.
Did you see the part where the bike tracks ended and then it started and it was two sets of footprints? This is where we carried our tandem bike.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would hate. We didn't bring a lock.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be safe for me to ride right now.
Hard to do after that. I should have been wearing a helmet. Big bonk. I bonked my head on a crab.
Should we sit here and just sort of like collect ourselves? Maybe we can watch the... when did this movie come out?
2009
movie It's Complicated, starring Meryl Streep and
yeah, that's great. Let's check into this blockbuster now and just grab it from the new release.
Oh, I was just going to look on the iTunes store here.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, great. What?
They don't seem to have it. I think it must be some rights thing.
No, I'm
going to check Amazon Prime. Okay, you can go great. Look on the blockbuster shelf.
I'm looking on the Peacock app.
Yeah.
Huh,
it's not on Amazon either. I can't find this thing anywhere.
Is it possible that we exist in a world where only you and I know about the plot of the film? Ooh. It's Complicated?
What would the repercussions of that be?
Well, I can tell you. And it's scary to think about.
Is that a role play over?
Well, no, it's kind of up to you. I think we can still, it's fine. I would kind of like this. It's nice. It's I'm going to
keep thinking about world building.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
what
some
about
of the other things that would happen like in this universe?
The vibe is like Corona commercial.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
I think it would be a notable miss in the Nancy Myers schedule. Like, why did Nancy Myers take so much time off?
I think you're not thinking big enough. I think without this film, it's complicated. What, the ages of the people in this film are as follows. Steve Martin, 78 years old. Meryl Streep, 74 years old. Alec Baldwin, 65.
Okay. He's a baby.
Without this film, I don't think the world would have known that it was cool and, in fact, good and normal to have an older woman be married to a younger man. Because they don't, almost all movies don't allow that. They do it opposite.
I think if anyone like thinks over sort of the landscape of Hollywood over the years, they're like, what's the iconic movie where it's like, you know, older woman hooking up with a younger man? Like,
Oh, and in this universe, Simon The Graduate doesn't exist either.
To write a song for
it. No, it bogs my head, and The Graduate doesn't exist either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking for the Graduate on iTunes. I can't find it anywhere.
You don't see it? Yeah.
No.
I think so. This is troubling because you know what that means, and I guess should we just say it together?
Yeah.
On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Brigitte Macron and Emmanuel Macron would never have gotten together. The president of France.
Yeah, what? What are you talking about? Why would they? Oh, did they go to It's Complicated for their first date?
The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, is married to a much older woman.
Oh, I see. Wouldn't it be funny if they went to It's Complicated for their first date in like 2009? That'd be cute.
It would have been funny, yeah.
Because it's about a movie about a cougar.
But listen, if that hadn't happened in Emmanuel Macron's youth, I think she was like a teacher at his school. I think it's pretty scandalous. But anyway, they love each
Sounds
other. But
bad.
He might never have formed the centrist party En Marche
that
ended
good?
Up defeating
Doesn't
the
sound good.
extreme right-wing candidate who was threatening France, threatening to take over France.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
Le Pen?
Le Pen. Now we're doing some like Man in the High Castle shit.
Wow, I didn't know that's what we did when we yesterdayed.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were Man in the High Castle.
It's pretty scary, right?
Let's see some of the other repercussions.
Yeah. Well, Gap in Nancy Myers' schedule, too. That's something that we should put on the list. And I think maybe what happens
that would
when
be suspicious.
When we yesterdays is we like gotta go
People
fix
would
it.
Wanna know why Nancy Myers took like you know, whatever, like 10 years off of filmmaking.
Yeah. Yeah, I would want to know why. Yeah, what happened? She was like on
and
a hot streak.
Here's the thing. Mm. I have a question.
Yeah.
Does Nancy Myers exist in this universe?
Yeah, of course.
Does she
the holiday,
know?
Everyone knows it.
Does she know about It's Complicated, or does she know why she didn't make it? Did she make something else?
I don't know. Because I haven't seen Yesterday. So I don't know, like, do the Beatles exist, but they just, like, never formed a band?
I think there's too many outstanding questions for me to like confidently weigh in on this one.
Yeah.
On this yesterdaysing.
Okay.
I need to know so much more about the impact on Nancy Myers' like work and life.
But so you're totally fine with the fact that arguably one of the central country in the European Union has been taken over by a revanchist, populist, extreme right-wing, anti-immigrant set of goons. You're fine with that.
I don't think it's great, but, you know, I would hate to... Well, no, I'm saying I hope that doesn't happen.
Okay.
Know? I hope that... What we find out after we like splash down or whatever is that in 2009, there is no gap in Nancy Myers' schedule. In fact, she made, what could she have made? Let's look up 2009 movies.
Okay.
And see like which one would have had a better approach from Nancy Myers.
Great. Bring your mic closer to your face. I don't know why you pushed it away.
All right. Here are the most popular movies that came out in 2009.
When did Good Luck Chuck come out?
I'm telling you, came out in 2009.
Yeah.
ESPN's 30 for 30.
Okay.
Something called Taint Light, which is, I think, a Twilight parody.
Okay.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
2012. Remember that movie? Almost got me fired from the job where we met at.
Oh, yeah. Can we tell that story?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you want to tell
Who's
that it story?
Upset?
It's pretty funny.
We wouldn't have
been allowed to.
We used to work for a major media company
called newyorkreviewofbooks.com/infowars.
And it was started by the guy who started
another very famous website.
Another very famous blog, I would say, maybe like the progenitor of blogs, news blogs.
Yeah, run by a famous socialite and
the
directed
famous
at a lefty Obama-loving crowd.
And the famous socialite it was named after is good friends with the star of 2012. I think we're doing a really good job of covering
That's
our tracks here.
Yeah.
And our website had a little widget, we say in the biz.
Yeah.
On the, what should we call it? Anyway, the news blog website.
Yeah.
Had a little widget on it. And the star of 2012 saw an article of mine from the New York Review of Books where I was making fun of the film 2012. And he got very upset.
Very specifically by posting a video of the trailer without any music. So you could only see his acting.
Yeah.
He got really mad.
And he called up our founder and CEO.
And got us removed from that site.
Got us removed from the site. Yeah. And
pretty
then we, you know what? I was the push we needed to leave the nest. I really got us started.
At the time, it was a catastrophe because of where all our traffic came from. Anyway, this has been Inside Baseball. We should take a quick break.
Yeah, please.
Hi, all. It's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least, but he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's Journey, but Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey, according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective, just like I have, when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick them up.
Welcome back.
How
are you?
Good, good. We're not still in the role play with the tandem bike, are we?
No, I think if we were in a role play for the tandem bike and I was doing that, I'd be like, so how you been?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. A little Foley work.
Yeah.
But damn, this bike is heavy.
Oh, we're carrying it. Right.
Yeah.
I was pedaling.
Okay, yeah. No, you can't pedal on the beach. That's what got us into this mess in the first place.
Yeah. I think I'm still a little woozy. Can I just sit on my seat and you sort of like pull the bike?
Could I run something by you?
Yeah.
To kind of freak me out.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
2009.
I could have used a Nancy Myers touch.
So in this world, Nancy Myers directed Paul Blart Mall Cop. It's like the butterfly effect. I mean, imagine how much better and different that movie would have been.
Instant hit, instant classic. No one really remembers it now, but
wow. Let me run this by you. At the 5-minute mark, Meryl Streep says the following thing to her children, who are worried about her, whether she's sad that graduation is happening. She says,
one of you is always moving out, and I'm just wondering who I'm going to watch The Hills with.
I just thought it was a really weird fucking note by Nancy Myers that, like, Meryl Streep's favorite rewatch, like, comfort rewatch, is The Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes. Oh.
Like, so
you
much
think
so
she
that
just
she, like,
calls it The Hills?
Refers to it, like, with the shorthand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really weird. Like, if you think about it, like, given who the character is supposed to be.
Would that even have been the remake? Or would it have been the original at that point? When did the remake come out?
I don't know.
2006. So it could have been, like.
Could have been the remake.
Yeah, it was probably the remake. It just came out on DVD or whatever.
It's just a weird one to be like, that's what you and the kids watch, like, order a pizza, well, like, when you're having a bad day.
Yeah, watch The Hills Have Eyes. Spooky.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I thought it was creepy. Let's see. What do you want to do? It's kind of a choose your own adventure. I could send you. Do you want a better blurb with me?
Sorry, I'm back. I was reading about the movie The Hills Have Eyes. Where are you? I've lost you.
I was there asking you if you wanted a better blurb with me.
Jack, I would love to. Sorry. Strange Bedfellows, Jack Shepard.
Yeah.
There's just so many Jacks flying around.
Yeah.
I would love to be better a blurb with you.
Great. Let's do it. Let's be better this blurb. It's our hit segment. It's called the blurb
betterers. Blurb betterers.
And this one is really needs bettering. Normally we don't like to belittle the blurbs, but this one it sucks.
This is a Nancy Myers film. Like, put some respect on it.
Put some fucking respect on it. So this is what Amazon Prime says about this movie.
Yeah.
When attending their son's college graduation, a divorced couple reignite the spark in their relationship. But complicating the situation is the fact that the husband is remarried.
But uncomplicating the situation is the fact that they don't end up together.
But boring. I guess complicating the situation is, I feel like they need to hit that a little harder.
You know, like, Greek and Latin stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Where does complicated come from? Because maybe we can just, like, I see what they're doing. They want to, like, play off the title of the movie, but maybe we can, like, go back to the roots and find, like, a better play, you know?
Unfortunately, it's one of those words that hasn't changed much over time.
It's just complicated.
I think it's from the Latin complicare, meaning to complicate.
Well, maybe we can get complicare in there somewhere, though.
Let's see. Well, ultimately, you know what it is? I'll tell you what. I'm looking at it closer. It's plicare is to fold. And com, the Latin, is... it's not my fault. Those crazy Romans made it a dirty word, but it just meant with. So it means, like, to fold together. Something
to
that's
fold
folded together. Yeah.
Complicated. Oh, I get it. Yeah, it's sort of like all tangled up.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Well, maybe we can use that in our... blurb.
In our blurb. Yeah, let's throw that. So let's get started here. When attending their son's college graduation. And is the son John Krasinski? No, we haven't even said. There's this kind of like...
There's a boy prince.
He doesn't really fit in the family. He's got like real theater camp energy. Like theater kid energy.
Yeah, he's like a blonde boy.
Yeah.
And he's just there to like party with his buds.
Yeah.
So we don't actually even see that much of him, really.
So... You know what we could do to give this a little bit more interest is we could describe the child as Jack Ryan's wife's brother.
Oh, yeah,
that's
brother-in-law.
And then we should say which Jack Ryan it is because it's complicated. It is complicated.
Ted Kaczynski's.
That there's two Jack Ryans in the film, and they don't mention that in the blurb either.
It's so Ted Kaczynski's Jack Ryan's brother-in-law
is
graduating from some New York college, Columbia. Right.
Okay, so you want to give it a... So what about this? Jack Ryan's brother-in-law. Do you want to start with Bear With Us here?
Yeah, and you should say Ted Kaczynski's Jack Ryan, because you don't want to confuse it with Alec Baldwin's Jack
Ryan. Okay, yeah, you're right. Ted Kaczynski's Jack Ryan's brother-in-law went to Columbia.
Who's graduating from Columbia.
Graduated from Columbia.
Has graduated from Columbia.
Okay, that's good. I like that. It gives it like a present forcefulness. Has graduated from Columbia. This is a little bit of a... Ted Kaczynski's Jack Ryan's is kind of sticking in my mouth in a way.
I know, but it's not wrong, so you can't fault it.
Okay, Fine. Okay, bear with us here. Ted Kaczynski's Jack Ryan's brother-in-law has graduated from Columbia. This is good.
And maybe we say, like, it'll take two Jack Ryans to something or something like that.
What about this? And who's his dad? Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Now we've got two Jack Ryans.
That's good. And it'll take both of them.
That's good.
To, I guess, woo Meryl Streep. Except one of them is actually Steve Martin.
Great. That's actually really good. Wow. And then it's complicated.
Yeah, that's why it's so complicated. Do we want to fit the Roman and Latin stuff in there too?
Let me see if I can once I get this typed out. So, and it will take both of them to woo Meryl Streep, but one of them's Steve Martin. That's why it's complicated.
Yeah.
I could just put in parentheses from the Latin cum plus placare.
Yeah, and then put like a winky.
Winky emoji.
That's good.
Okay, that seems good. Let me just find that wink. There we go. Winky emoji. Yeah. Oh, you want me to read this back to you?
Can you read that back to me? Yeah.
Yeah. Bear with us here. Ted Kaczynski's Jack Ryan's brother-in-law has graduated from Columbia. And who's his dad? Jack Ryan. Now we've got two Jack Ryans. And it'll take both of them to woo Meryl Streep.
But should we say Alec Baldwin's Jack Ryan?
Yep. All right. Let me start again. Bear with us here. Ted Kaczynski's Jack Ryan's brother-in-law has graduated from Columbia. And who's his dad? Alec Baldwin's Jack Ryan. Now we've got two Jack Ryans. And it'll take both of them to woo Meryl Streep. But one of them's Steve Martin. That's why it's complicated. From the Latin, cum plus placare. Winky emoji.
I think it's good.
Yeah, it's certainly more interesting.
Yeah. They'll put that on the box. We'll put parts of that on the box.
Yeah. Great. Well, we've been better to blurb. We burned all right. Up the week.
Yeah, what else is left? We only have a few minutes left.
I could send you out of here. I hate to do it. Okay. Arbiter.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's good to see you. Thank you for coming all the way from the distant future, which I now know is fairly nice.
It's not that nice.
Okay.
It's nice where I live.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
your neighborhood is nice. It's not nice in the desert.
The reason we've asked you here is for our hit segment. It's called On the One Hand.
It's not nice in the Marianas Trench. We still have that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, it's too deep.
Yeah.
We have... We'd like to talk about the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of the film and say whether they're good or not, and then you arbitrate.
Yeah, and I dispense kisses
on
the ones that I agree with the most.
This week we're talking about a film called It's Complicated. It's not that complicated. She just she dates an architect.
She falls in love with an architect.
She remodels her kitchen.
Builds a relationship with him while he builds her kitchen. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Kitchen is a womb. That's complicated.
That gets a little complicated. That's a little heady.
Yeah. So I've collected just a few reviews here, some positive, some middling, and some negative. And so I'd like to introduce a segment within a segment where we talk about the positive reviews of the film called On the One Hand.
Okay.
Here's one from Anonymous, the hacker collective, the ones who are like, expect us. We are Legion. Yeah. One of those guys did this.
Okay. They're
I guess,
cool.
Like, during some off time. I don't think so anymore. Oh, we shouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
I mean, in the future, they're
cool. Yeah, okay. Anonymous says this, 5 stars, February 27th, 2021. The greatest sex comedy ever.
Sex comedy?
Yeah, and then like 11 exclamation marks.
It is a sex comedy. They have a lot of sex.
I wouldn't describe this as a sex comedy.
It's mostly about how Alex Baldwin wants to fuck Meryl Streep. What are you talking about? It's like mostly about sex. It's like American Pie, except starring 60-year-olds.
Okay, fine. It's not as explicit. There is a funny scene where Alec Baldwin gets really naked. Oh, that got a text from Mr. Butt, by the way. He just got back.
Oh, what'd he say?
Photo shoot's over. It just says Alec Baldwin. What did we ask him?
Why he missed Vision's butt in Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
So Alec Baldwin's butt is in this one?
Yeah.
That's why he was earlier?
Yeah, that's why Mr. Butt was here. Yeah, there's a famous scene where she's doing a Zoom call with Steve Martin, and then Alec Baldwin comes in, like sneaks into her bedroom and like gets naked to seduce her, and then takes the computer and puts it in front of his.
Shows it to Steve Martin,
and then
It shows his penis to Steve Martin.
Are you able to do a girth check with me, Arbiter Tanner?
Oh, I've never done one. I can try. It's I've got segment. All these like instruments from the future.
Well, you have to be dispassionate though, because when we do it, it's like we're just like dispassionate butchers looking at slabs of meat. Like we don't.
I don't
like,
know if I can.
We're not
be
judging whether
it.
It's good that they're big or not big or what their size is or their shape or anything. We're just butchers. We're looking at slabs.
I don't think I can be impartial. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I think you can't have to go on this journey alone.
Okay, well, I'm a Bengus butcher, and it's a segment. Okay. It's called Girth Check or How Long That Dong, where we say how long that dong in the film. Girth check.
At the, there's at, a dong in the film, or do we? Sort
no
of
dong.
Implied?
Yeah. How long that dong?
Dong.
Yeah.
It was like, can I offer some assistance?
Sure, but you have to be dispassionate to the extent.
I am.
That
I'm going
to
use my magic screwdriver.
Okay. Yeah.
To so what's it, sonic screwdriver?
Yeah, it's not the magic screwdriver.
I'm looking at the. I'm analyzing the footage. It looks like a 13-inch MacBook Pro.
Okay, that's useful. Okay, well, so during this terrible striptease, when Steve Martin is just looking at this thing at the 1 hour and 40 minute mark, he says, "It's not working." Big close up.
Yeah.
So that's all the clue that we have. But so you're saying the big close up.
At most,
he's managed to fill the 13
could be 13 inches.
Yeah.
So that's our cap.
Yeah, that's our cap. Okay, yeah.
And that's diagonally across
yeah.
the screen.
Oh, yeah. That's right. People don't realize that. The 13 inches is diagonal.
Right. And he's sort of
so,
laying
I don't know.
Horizontal. So I don't have a tape measure. Wait, I might actually have a tape measure on me.
He says he's going to be sick.
He's sick?
I don't think a tape measure is going to help us because we know how long 13 inches
is. Is he okay?
From looking at it.
I just want to, like, so let's say, here, I'm going to figure it out with my fingers here.
Yeah.
I'm going across the we're losing about a, oh, we're losing a lot. We just go from, like, we go from there, we go from this.
Yeah. This is
down to, like, this.
Do the Pythagorean theorem. This is a, like, what's the point of knowing the Pythagorean theorem?
Oh, A squared, B squared. Well, we only know one of the measurements.
Yeah.
That you need to know two to get the third one in the Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah, so we can't know. But okay, well, so, but as Bengus butchers, we can say that we know that C squared is 13. No, C squared is 13 squared, right?
C squared is 13 squared.
So what's 13 squared?
13 times 13.
So 169.
Hell yeah. That's how big his dick is?
That I think so.
Let me, in what?
It's been a while since I did math. Yeah, but that's the answer.
169 millimeters.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
6.6 inches.
Okay, that's a little bigger than average, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I hate to speculate.
Okay, well, thanks for participating in that, Tanner, Arbiter Tanner. I'd like to share with you a little segment I call On the Fence Hand, where we talk about the middling reviews of the film.
Please.
Let's see. This one's from the Hacker Collective Anonymous, who gave it 3 stars on March 7th, 2013. Said the following thing. I just finished watching an edited version of It's Complicated. I loved it. Again. Other than the drug scene, call me a prude, but I don't think you need marijuana to loosen up. It's one of my favorite movies. It's just like
hard
paints
to disagree.
Like...
But what do you mean the edited version?
That's... This is the reason I've included this is I don't know what here's what we know about this person from the Hacker Collective Anonymous.
Yeah.
They've watched It's Complicated multiple times.
Yeah.
They don't like the marijuana scene. Steve Martin and Meryl Streep get high and go to a party and it's pretty
funny. Yeah, okay. They're not cool. Got it.
But they've found a way to watch an edited version of the film. So that they presumably don't have to see any of the sex, which is going to make it a lot shorter, or drugs.
Well, they still had to see the drugs.
Other thing we know about this person from the Hacker Collective Anonymous is that it's one of their favorite movies, which we could have probably gleaned from the fact that they watch it multiple times. But
it would be their favorite, but it's too filthy.
They only give it 3 stars.
Oh, wow. God, that's complicated.
That's complicated.
That's a complicated relationship.
That's complicated.
I think what they're saying is this movie is tastelessly crude for me in terms of sex and marijuana use depiction.
Yeah, okay.
I've managed to find a version where they've stripped out the sex.
Yeah.
I still have to tolerate the marijuana, but
yeah,
the sex is gone. I think this version of the film is my favorite film of all time. Unfortunately, this is not the film version of the film that they released, and I have to give the original
theatrical film
version
3 stars.
3 stars.
It's a tragedy. It's the new, you know, Baby Shoes Never Worn.
Yeah, that's right. You want to know something I learned the other day?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know who Topher Grace is?
Uh huh. Big time.
You really know him. Wow.
I really know who he is. Yeah. I used to read a segment on my favorite video blog called What's Up with Topher Grace in the early aughts.
Oh, well, maybe you know this then. Did you know that he once, in a like bout of disappointment, sat down and completely re-edited the Hobbit films, all three of the Hobbit films, down into like a more like Tolkien appropriate, like book appropriate narrative?
No,
in one movie, like 6 hours of Hobbit
great.
Movies into like 1 2-hour movie.
That's what they should have. That's what Peter Jackson should have done.
He did it. He's like an underground art hero for it.
Wow, I'd love to watch that. Can we justify a hunt for the hunks of Red October to watch Topher Grace's?
Maybe
Hobbit?
One of the hunks is in it. Let me go look.
Yeah,
Topher. Let me Hobbit cast. Hey, there's like 8 dwarves in them. One of them's got to be a hunk.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are hunks.
Okay, well, let's put it on the list anyway, just to see Topher Grace's Hobbit. I guess I'll just do maybe just one more so we can get out of here. This is a segment within a segment. It's called On the Other Hand, where we talk about the negative reviews of the film.
Okay.
This is Ronaldo D., who apparently is not in the Hacker Collective Anonymous. He gave it 2 stars, March 31st, 2020.
Not anymore,
following
he got
review.
Kicked out.
Boring and tedious film. You can't watch it. Fuck
Why
you,
can't?
Ronaldo.
Yes, I can. I did watch it.
Yes, I can and did.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not finding a lot of crossover. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, just put it on the list. This is your mission, should you choose to accept it, Bug Babies, is find a reason why within our rubric that we've created, we should be allowed to watch Topher Grace's Hobbit.
Let me look up the Jack Ryan.
It's a romance. Sam and Frodo, you know?
That's not even the right one.
Oh, yeah. It's a romance. Bilbo and Smaug?
Yeah,
I'll work
they're in
on
love. The Dwarves and Gold.
Arbiter Tanner, who do you dispense your kisses to? I have to go.
Harrison Ford, Chris Pine, Alec Baldwin, Ben Affleck. You'll go when I'm ready to dismiss you.
Okay, but I'm dismissing
you. I dispense my kisses for the one in the middle.
Okay, great. The person... Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm back. What are you saying?
Nothing.
Did I, like, come in on the end of the segment?
Yeah, it's complicated.
Sounds complicated.
I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me. I'd like to thank the Bug Babies and the Bee Babies so very much for bearing with us. We do love
them.
There's
a note in my Notion here that I think Arbiter Tanner must have led that says, next week, Topher Grace's The Hobbit edit.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's complicated.
Okay.
But that's a good point, because what we're talking about is that this week we watched film. Film we watched was It's Complicated. But now we're going to hunt for another hunk from the hunts for the hunks from Red October, because it's still it's our content block that won't stop contenting.
Not until October ends, or probably a good time after that, actually.
Yeah, honestly, because we've put together a doc of all
here's
the films.
Can I run you through who we have from the original OG hunks?
Yeah.
We've just done Alec Baldwin, so maybe we lay off of him for a week.
Okay, let's give him a fucking rest.
Sean Connery was in a 70s version of a romance version of Robin Hood, but also was in a 90s version of Robin Hood Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
And that has known hunk Kevin Costner in it, even though he's not a hunk from The Hunt for Red October.
Well, you know what else has Kevin Costner in it?
What?
Field of Dreams, which also stars Hunt for Red October, Hunk, James Earl Jones.
Wow.
So I guess take your pick between those two.
Field of Dreams or Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? How am I to choose between
movies.
Those?
Honestly, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves is a romance movie, and it's got the best romance movie soundtrack of all time, including Bryan Adams, what's
whatever
it
takes, something like that. I'll be every
anything I
take.
Do, I do it for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know it's true. Everything I do it for you.
Should we watch that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, that's it.
Can next we play week? The NES game too?
Yes. There's an NES game.
We're gonna watch. Yeah, we're gonna watch the film and then we're gonna get on together and play the NES game.
Yeah, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Yeah, great. Can't wait. Fucking fantastic. The Hunt for the Hunks of the Hunt for Red October. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, they haven't spotted us yet because our Caterpillar drives are still running, humming so quietly.
Yeah, so quietly. And purring. We should say we found the hunk. It was Alec Baldwin this week.
Yeah,
we always
we
end by
hunks.
Saying we found two hunks: Alec Baldwin and Ted Kaczynski's Jack Ryan.
So we've both like taken our shots.
Yeah,
you know, step back in our SUV.
Yeah.
You know, and like both talking to our cuffs, like mission complete. You know,
yeah,
hunk hunters
good.
Like.
Hunk hunters.
Back in, like, whatever they call us, cold storage or whatever. Back
pretty
in the bunker
good.
With us.
We drive our limo right to the edge of the beach. What's this tandem bike doing here? Somebody just abandoned it. And then get into our Caterpillar Drive submarine and fucking sail off into the sunset.
Yeah. I shouldn't get this bodysuit wet.
Pretty good. Next week, we're watching Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. I'd like to tell you that this week, I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope you find your elderly ever after.